Hi, I'm Suzy Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Suzy Larson Live. It's only just a matter of welcome to Suzy Larson Live. Always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, you know, God is just sovereign, and He's so in control, and He knows outcomes and days and moments before we ever even think about those things. And my guest today had to reschedule, so guess who my guest is? You are my guest today. I'm going to share a few devotional thoughts from my book, Prevail. Plus, my producer, Angie Smith, is ready to pray. We're going to pray with you if you've got prayer requests. And then my other producer, Kim Sanders, is ready to take your calls. So there's going to be kind of this kind, plethora of things going on today. I'm going to read some devotionals. I'm going to share some exhortations. I'm actually going to ask you a few questions. So I really want your engagement. If you'll text answers to the questions, I will say thanks to Bethany Howell Publishers. I've got five copies of my 365-day devotional Prevail to give away. The reason that's sort of a big deal is it's this big, thick hardcover where I go from Genesis to Revelation looking for opportunities to flourish, examples in Scripture that we can be taught how to stand in battle, how to stand in our circumstances. It's a $20 book, and they're offering us five to give away today. So if you need a fresh devotional, and you can either go Genesis to Revelation or you can just read it kind of skip around by topic. You can do it either way. You can text the word book to 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Now, if you've got prayer requests, we want to hear about them. You can text those in or you can call. And I want to just tell you that Kim Sanders and Angie Smith are two of the most powerful prayers. I get to pray with them every day before the show, and these girls know stinking how to pray. So if you want to pray on the air, we're happy to do that. Or if you just are more private and you want Kim to pray, I haven't even told her I'm going to offer that, but she hopefully hears me say that. So if you call in and say, I don't want to be on the air, but Kim, will you pray for me? I know that she will. These gals are so discerning, so insightful. They know God's word, and I'm just telling you what, they just... their prayers are powerful. You want them praying for you if you have a need. She said, I'm ready. She heard me. All right. So you can call in. Don't feel obligated to get on the air. But if you want to get on the air, we sure would love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Okay. And I also have a quick announcement here. You've heard me mention, we just started talking about in the last few days, we've got a live studio event. I know we got listeners from all over the world, but if you're in the Twin Cities metro area and you're able to join us next Thursday for the live show, Dr. Troy and I, we will have a live studio audience. There's only 45 slots available, and we found out there's only 15 of those left. So if you want to join us next Thursday, it's free, but don't grab a seat unless you sure that you can come, because there's lots of folks who will want to join us. We're going to take questions. We're going to talk about getting healthy in this next year. What you do, I'm giving you lots of instructions, but you're smart. You're ready for this, right? You can text the word event to the same number. Text the word event to 877-933-2484. There's nothing about it on the website. So this will kick back a link to get you information, but also gives you the opportunity to register for your spot if that's what you want. All right? 877-933-2484. So I stumbled upon this podcast called Lazy Genius, and I'm not 100% sure of where the host is faith-wise, and I want to dig in because I only listened to one episode, and it was so fantastic. But she does come endorsed by some really solid Christian authors. And the only reason I say that is the episode I heard, there was very little mention of faith, but it was fantastic. And she offers these questions to ask yourself as you're exiting the old year and entering the new year. So I'm going to kind of intersperse a few of these questions during our show as well. So I want to just ask you, here's a question. When you look back over the last year, what has changed in you that you're proud of? I mean, that you're glad about. Has something changed in you that you're really glad about? I would love to know. Just text the answer. If you want to call, you can do that as well. But here's the number, 877-933-2484. 2484. Okay. I'm going to read from a number of devotional entries from Prevail. And Angie, you and I can just maybe talk a little bit here and there as I read some of these and just sort of process this. Because, you know, I hear this from so many of you, and Kev and I are sensing this behind the scenes as well, that lots of people are walking through change, or the winds of change are blowing hard enough where you get the sense that the tent stakes are loosening up in the ground, like God is saying, don't get too comfortable here. I'm moving you to a new place. And maybe that's you. And maybe that new place is in your heart and in your perspective. Maybe that new place is forgiving yourself, where you've been holding yourself in contempt for something that Jesus shed his blood for. You know, maybe that new place is a new location, a new job, a new ministry. Maybe God wants you to go back to school or write a book or take a new fresh risk that you've been putting off. This entry is day one in Prevail, and it's titled, Build an Altar, Genesis 12:7. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I will give this land to your descendants. And Abram built an altar there, and he dedicated it to the Lord who had appeared to him. And here's what I write. We have to let go of the old to lay hold of the new. We have to leave what's comfortable if we want to experience God as our provider, our defender, and our waymaker. God called Abram away from everything he knew to a land God had not yet revealed. But God's promise to Abram far outweighed his need to know every detail about the journey ahead. It's the same for you and me, we're pilgrims, traveling to a most holy city. And God's promise over us far outweighs our need to control every twist and turn. We're on a need-to-know basis, and when we need to know, God will let us know. But this we do know. The land ahead is a good land, and our good God will ensure that we make it to our new home safely. Will you pause today and build an altar of remembrance? Before you take another step, remember his faithfulness. Remember his goodness. It will strengthen you for the road ahead. And then I write this in the flourish section. As pilgrims, we're always on our way to a next place of promise. So take some time today and build an altar. Make note of the sacred place where you now stand. God is in this place. How would you describe the holy ground beneath your feet? What treasures will you take with you to your next place? And as you think about your next place, I want you to think about this place. Because one of the questions I asked is, what kind of changes have taken place in you that you're happy about or proud of? And not in a bad way, but in a really good way, where you're like, wow, I've responded to God, and I'm not the same anymore. I would love to know. 877-933-2484. And this dear one says, grateful that God is sending friends to me, and I'm praying now for a purpose. So, Angie, what about you? I'm going to get you on. I didn't even tell you. All kinds of surprises today. Yeah. Ready to go. I love it. What would you say? What change has taken place in you in this last year that you're actually kind of happy about?
Well, it's interesting. I went toward the end of the year, I went to a leadership conference that I had been to before. And I was reflecting on the last time I had been there. I was in a very broken place. I was, you know, in the midst of, you know, I love what you were saying in the devotional about kind of letting go of the known. It made me think of leaving the things that were comfortable. I was very much bowing to the altar of comfort. And I was in a place where I was broken because I had let go of that comfort and I was unsure of what was going to come next. To then at the end of this year, be at that conference again and to see all that God had done. You know, I wasn't, you know, I had this place, this vision of where I thought God was leading me, and was, you know, because of wise counsel, very careful not to let my vision become what I was following, but I followed the Lord and that changed it. I mean, it's part of the reason I ended up here at Faith Radio, but I think what I'm proud of is continuing to not let myself continue to dwell in comfort and not let fear, you know, fear of discomfort or fear of uncomfortable rule decisions that I make or, you know, steps that I take.
That's so beautiful. And, you know, what's so amazing is you often say this job that you have is a job you always wanted but never knew.
The job existed. I never knew I always wanted.
That's exactly. That's much better. Yeah. But the idea of, you know, there was, before you even knew this job existed or that there would be an opportunity for you. And I remember when Neil Staben was talking about you and, you know, you didn't have any producer experience, but you were a quick study. I mean, you learned how to run that board. You had some podcast experience and God used that thing to open the door. And you are an amazing amazing, amazing producer. You're insightful. You're discerning. You just are nuanced and just the sensitivity to the things God's doing. But I would venture to guess some doors were starting to close before you. It's not like he laid out the plan going, trust me here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he does say trust me here, but there's things you didn't know. So I'm sure you had to go through a little bit of a sense of loss or disruption, you know, in that time in between. Maybe say, I know we got to go to a break here in a minute, but say a quick word about that. For the person who's listening today going, I'm sensing some doors closing. I'm sensing a loss of favor. I'm sensing some things are sort of drying up, as if that's going to be the end of the story.
Yeah, I think, you know, what I said before about making sure that, you know, the doors that are closing might be a part of something that you're pursuing, and you're pursuing it because God has led you there. But make sure that it's the Lord you're following, not the vision, because the vision can become Lord of your life and you can lose sight of where God is leading. You know, it would be easy, you know, what the vision was that I had is that I was going to open a retreat house, and it would be easy to say that I failed that vision because I didn't open a retreat house. But trying to open a retreat house led me to teach myself how to produce a podcast where I shed actual tears in the process of learning to do that, teaching myself to do that. But I ended up in a place that I didn't expect, and I may not have ended up there if I had made my vision Lord instead of letting the Lord be Lord. So if you're having doors closed, turn back to the Lord. Let him lead, because he's going to close a door and he's going to open other doors, and it's painful to have those doors closed. But sometimes it sounds trite, but he really does have something better suited. It might not be tomorrow. It might be next year, but he does have something better suited for you and the gifts and the experiences that he's given you.
So good. And, you know, there's a real possibility, Angie, in the years ahead, you may end up opening that retreat house, but you'll be far more equipped, plus far mm-hmm. more connected to authors and speakers after the daily grind of what you do. I mean, think about it. I mean, mm-hmm. so often he gives that vision, and it's a far-off vision, and then he brings provision by taking us in an opposite direction. And that over and over again, he's asking for our trust, because he really is so, so good. And he's the path ahead, the land ahead is a good land. And thank you, Angie, for sharing out of your own story. Appreciate that so mm-hmm. much. I just know God is doing a new thing. Everywhere we turn, he's doing a new thing. We're going to pause here. When we come back, we're going to talk. We'd love to take your prayer request for one thing. I love that we've got some friends calling in. Can we hear from you? How can we pray for you? And what change has taken place in you that you're actually happy about? This is a good thing to ask. I think we can get to self-contempt so easily. But how about if you just sort of pause and ponder, going, you know, this has been a hard year. Our nation is kind of in an uproar. But God has done, he used the wine press, he used the storms to produce something really good in me. I think it's worth pondering, don't you? Call or text 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Step into a Thanks for tuning into Suzy Larson Live. This is a different day, but we love these kinds of days. We trust God in them. Our guests had to reschedule, so we are kind of just leaning in, listening. I'm drawing from my 365-day devotional, Prevail, talking about laying hold of the new, letting go of the old. Also drawing from some questions from a podcast called Lazy Genius. And one of the questions I threw out there is this: what changes have taken place in you in this last year, as hard as the year's been, that you're proud of in a good way, you know, that you're like, I'm so grateful. I'm changing. I'm growing. I would love to know. But also, my two producers, Angie and Kim, and I, we're here to pray for you as well. So we welcome your prayer requests, but I also welcome your answers. You can text or call. We've got the phone lines open. Kim is ready to take your call, 877-933-2484. You can text or call with either your prayer request or the answer to that question, or maybe any other kind of comment. It's just sort of a free-for-all today. So I think it's Allie that's checking in from Edina. Hey, Allie, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. It's so wonderful to talk with you.
You too. Did I say your name right?
You did. I met you in the airport in Kansas this fall.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
And I wanted to just share, so this past year, I've been using your devotional. In fact, just this morning, I read day 239, People Used to Say. And this past year, I've really dug into having, like, guarding my quiet time in the morning and spending, I mean, as I did that, I got surprised at how long I could actually spend in God's Word and praying. Mm-hmm. And as this year has gone on, I can really say now with confidence that I have never believed I could. This is true for me. People used to say whatever. It's God has changed me so much in that process of spending time with Him. Mm. And I'm so excited. I can say, yes, God does have a vision for who He wants me to be, and He is in the process of getting me there. Slower than I like
that.
Sometimes.
Yeah, right.
But it's getting there.
You know, I hear it in your voice, Allie. You know, it's amazing to me, and I'm wondering if you would echo this as well, but I think the more I spend time with God and know His character, the more I'm tethered. I realize that I'm tethered to a good God. Like, His hold on me is stronger than my hold on Him. So it's like, it's not all dependent on me. And we really do. When we start to get confident in His character, we can confidently trust Him. Don't you feel like that?
Absolutely. And I think the more time I spend in God's Word and listening for God's voice, the better I am at discerning His voice and being able then to have the courage to follow what He is nudging me to do.
Wow. Well, Lord, I just pray for Allie, and I pray You continue to surprise her with Your goodness, God. I ask You to blow her mind with the ways that You decide to use her, the ways You work in her, around her, and through her. And I pray that we could stand here a year from now, she could look over her shoulder and just be in awe of Your goodness, of Your grace, and of Your greatness. Thank You that there's just no limit to what You'll do through a heart that's solely devoted to You. And I thank You for Allie's love and pure passion for You. We just commit her to You now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Susie, and Lord, can I just thank You for Susie and her influence? Mm-hmm. It's really amazing and special, and I thank You for using her to reach all of us.
Thank You, Father. Wow, I'm so grateful for your call, and you're a great testimony of God's goodness, honey. So thank you for that call.
Thanks, Susie. Bye-bye.
God bless you. We welcome your prayer requests. I see a couple coming in, and 877-933-2484. Okay, we've got a dear listener texted in and said, pray for my husband's health. He has early diagnosis of Parkinson's. He's only 52. She said, I'm devastated and heartbroken. I hate that disease. I'm so sorry, Jennifer. Father, we just pray for Jennifer's husband. And Lord God, I pray that You'd intervene and intersect this. I'm just going to ask. I pray that this would prove to be a wrong diagnosis, and I pray that this would be a treatable condition, whatever it is. And Lord God, I pray You'd reverse the enemy's plan to just destroy this husband's life. God, we ask You, we just plead the blood of Jesus over this home. I ask the protection of God over Jennifer's heart, and I ask You to put Your hand on her husband's nervous system, and You'd speak peace to his nervous system, God, that You'd bring restoration and healing and even clarity where there's confusion in his system, Lord. And I pray that every system in his body would communicate correctly and support life and health. I pray, God, that he would live, not die. I pray not only would he live, but that he'd have quality of life, Lord God, that You would just reverse this report. Lord, I pray, God, You would show them what to do. And I pray You'd intervene in a way that only You can. I know that You're a miracle-working God. You're a promise-keeping God. Jesus, You bore our sorrows, You bore our sin, and You bore our sickness on the cross. That's what Your word says. So I'm asking for a supernatural, miraculous work of God in this story, that You would intervene, and You would heal, and You'd reveal Your power in a way that they never saw coming. I pray You'd work this now, this miracle now, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know this if you listen often enough. I don't understand the mystery of healing. I know God still heals today. You'll never convince me otherwise. I've seen too much to go back. But as you know, I'm still waiting for my miracle. My son got his miracle, and it was an instantaneous medical miracle. I know God does that. But as long as I have breath, I'm going to keep asking for miracles, because he's a miracle-working God, and I know what the word says. So if I'm going to err in any way, I'm going to err on the side of faith. I'm going to lean into God. And I'm going to do the asking and the seeking and the knocking, and He can decide what to do from there. Right? Amen? Amen. I see a few more prayer requests coming in. Text or call 877-933-2484. We're just spending time with each other and with the Lord, just seeking Him and praying for each other. We'll be back in a minute. Tuning in to Susie Larson Live. We have a different show today. Our guests had to reschedule, so we are leaning in and drawing from some content from my devotional, Prevail, taking your prayer requests, asking questions. So you are my special guest, asking for your engagement. And we're going to get Teresa and Megan on the phone here in just a moment, because I'm asking you first, one, how can we pray for you? You can text or call. And another question is, what kind of changes have taken place in you in this last year that you're actually glad about? I mean, we talk so much about what's, you know, the bad news and the pressures and the upheaval, and those things are real. But God doesn't allow any storm to destroy us. He allows these storms so He can deliver us and deliver out of us things that need to go. So how have you changed in a way that you're actually glad about? Steve writes in, and this means so much to me. He says, all this change has given me a new perspective on what's important, not to me, but to God. I'm ready to retire, and I'm realizing my plan was motivated by money and have not trusted God to lead me to His will. He says, your show has helped me in my decision-making, and your subjects always seem timely. Thank you so much for your daily support. Steve, thank you so much for your text. That means so much. Wow. 877-933-2484. I see a number of prayer requests and comments on the text line. I'm going to get to those, but I want to grab, let's see, Teresa checking in from Minnesota, and then Megan is next. Hey, Teresa, thanks for holding.
Oh, thank you, Susie. I love your show, and I love your words of inspiration.
Well, I'm so grateful. Good to have you. So,
well,
do you have something?
You can...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm hoping you can give me some clarity on my thoughts. And your previous caller kind of went on it, and it's that fine line of confidence and arrogance, because when you lean in and you pray and you're going in and all this, and it comes to fruition, How do you teeter that fine line of confidence and arrogance? Like, I knew he'd, you know, like, I knew he'd come through for me and blah, blah. You know, I just find it that I don't want to get too bloaty or, you know, or too confident. You know, I don't know. And maybe that's just the fear of being let down. I just was kind of interested to see your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think it's a super good question. I really appreciate it, because I love it when people ask questions that others might be wondering about but maybe afraid to ask. And this should be my opinion. And friends, you guys can chime in and text in, call in if you have a different opinion, or tell me what you think about it. But in my sense, you know, faith and trust and humility and confidence in God come from one life source, and arrogance comes from a total different one. I always say that there is a life force behind every attitude, and sometimes it's death and sometimes it's life. So if there, let's say you get irritable, let's say you get annoyed, let's say you get arrogant or prideful, that is coming not from God. That's not a life-giving spirit. It's actually something of death. And pride is what got the devil kicked out of heaven, you know, and it's like, it's to me one of the most serious sins, because God distances Himself from the proud. So it's coming from a totally different source. But I think you're so right that sometimes you'll see God use somebody greatly, and suddenly they believe their own press, and they move from utter dependence and awe and gratitude to making it all about them. And that's why, I mean, I've been in radio almost 16 years, and I've seen so many high-profile leaders fall, and they'll say after the fact, I started to believe my own press. And so I see it as coming from two very different sources, because, you know, my kind of four boundaries that I have around my own thought life are holy confidence, humble dependence, kingdom passion, and Calvary love. Those are kind of my boundaries. Holy confidence. It's like when I lean in and I am just so dependent on God and I'm so tethered to His goodness, I'm fully confident in His character. But it always comes with humble dependence, that I can't even take a step without him, humble dependence, kingdom passion, where it's about, you know, him and his glory, not mine, and Calvary love. That's love that sacrifices. And when I think of that kind of audacious, holy confidence, I think of Corrie Ten Boom. And there was a time in her book, Tramp for the Lord, I'd spent so many years since I read it that I may get the story kind of wrong, but the essence is here. Was she, you know, she was a tramp for the Lord. She, even the front of the book, she's got these comfortable shoes on. She's got this old suitcase, little bun in her hair, and she just simply went where the Father told her to. And she shows up at an airport one day and tells the lady, I must go from this place to this place, to like these different countries or... And the gal said, she said, my master told me I must go to these places in this order. She says, well, your master is wrong. She goes, no, my master can't be wrong. She goes, well, it is, because there'd have to be an island in the middle of the ocean so the plane could land and refuel to have things go in this order. So maybe call him back and maybe just make sure that you heard right. She goes, oh, I heard right. I will go over there and sit down. And I will pray for that island in the ocean that you discovered. If that's what you need, that's what I'll pray for. Let me know when you find it. And literally, the woman came back. I don't know if it was hours or what, but Corey looks up. Did you find the island in the ocean? And she said, absolutely, here. And here's your plane ticket. That's audacious confidence in God, right? But there's a whole different thing when we shift our weight over to, you know, I had something to do with that because I'm such a faith person. And to me, that's the difference. And I think as you dare to trust God to say, take me to places I could never go without you, truly it calls for a dependence that's like, I am so in over my head that there's just no way this will be accomplished without you, God. But it's when we pace, it's like the boat that's got the tip in the air. When we plane out is when that's when the enemy, it's like if he can't get us to condemn ourselves, he'll get us to trust ourselves. But whatever it is, he wants our eyes on ourselves. And that to me is the difference. And I'm wondering, Teresa, does that resonate? Is there any further follow-up questions or what do you think?
No, when you put it that way, it makes a little bit more sense. It's just that I wasn't trying to make sure that I wasn't too prideful to boast him up because I don't know how to explain it. So I just didn't know if by celebrating what he has come to show me, was almost too prideful or, you know, like I was being arrogant about it.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that there are times like Joseph, you know, when he shared the dream, it was premature. And I think that might be more about discernment, about when you make your boast in the Lord and when God is saying, you know, because there are times where Jesus said, don't tell anybody what just happened here. And other times he's like, go tell people what just happened here. And part of that was he wasn't ready to be thrust into this leadership role because he had things to fulfill before he went to the cross. But I still think there's wisdom in that, where there's times to say, let me tell you what God has done, in times where, you know, even if you have the sincerest of heart, it may not land where it needs to. I don't know. I got to think more about that. But I really do think it all goes back to what's the motive of our heart, you know, and is the Holy Spirit inspiring me to take a risk and to brag on God? Or is the Holy Spirit saying, you know, you can be quiet of now and I'll get my glory another way? But I just think it always goes back to the dependence and intimacy with God and taking our cues from him.
The only takeaway I do have to say is that I appreciate when it does come to fruition because it just gives me more and more confidence to keep doing what I'm doing. So little prayer warrior you are, it does make you feel good. So
yeah. No, because then you start to develop a history with God. You know, when you start to lean in and you dare to ask him, that's why I am very audacious about prayer. I love to testify to what God has done. And so I am very bold about that. And I do leave outcomes up to him. But I guess for me, I'm just so aware of if there's ever a point where there's any of me in there, then I'm going, I'm going to be quiet about this one right now until I make sure my heart, you know what I mean? But I so agree with you. When you see a fulfillment and you see something come to fruition, suddenly you've got more of a history with God, which makes you more confident in your future with him, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, thank you for clearing that up for me. It's always been one that I'm just like, oh, so yeah, maybe keeping to it myself is not a bad thing. No,
I just think it's a discernment thing, you know? I mean, there's some things I'll just say this before we hang up. Megan, I see you from Texas. We'll grab your call here in a minute. But like, this is just my opinion and I'm not making a rule or a law about it. But like on Instagram, I was years late because I don't do selfies. I'm super private and an introvert, even though I'm very transparent. But there's like no way I'm posting a picture of me with somebody famous. I don't want one picture that I post on Instagram to make someone else feel bad about their lives. So even though God has done some pretty cool things behind the scenes, I'm not posting about it because I post pictures and blessings and things that make people look up and see Jesus. And that's just me and it's just my thing. But I know how I feel when I'm feeling sick someday and I see someone's picture and they look so healthy and they're living their best life. And I go, ugh. And so, and I can't control how people respond, but I just, for me, feel a conviction to go, there's a time and a place where I'm going to testify, but that's not a platform that I'm going to do it there because I just know how many people feel bad more often than they feel good. So anyway, just a thought. I don't know if that helps, honey, but thank you for calling
it
and
does.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. God bless
All right.
you. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you too, Susie.
All righty. All right, Megan, you've been holding for a long time. I'm so sorry about that, but you're on the air.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice to talk to you. And now that I'm talking, I'm super nervous, but...
Don't be nervous. It's just two of us talking. That's all right, hon.
Well, I just want to share some big, huge changes, like, regarding my job. I feel like since 2019, I've been asking God what to do. And I've just kind of stayed stuck in this pattern of, well, this is easy, it feels good, and it's fun, so I'm going to keep doing it. And so I teach fitness classes, and I became a personal trainer, and I just thought this is, you know, I'm also a mom full-time, so this is kind of something you can do to choose your hours and, mm-hmm. you know, make it work around your schedule. And this year was the year that everything certifications were to expire if I didn't go like pursue continuing education and work on them to, you know, keep this thing going, which is going fine. It's just, you know, do I want to keep doing this or is this the right thing? And so I was remembering that, you know, over the years, sometimes I'll stand on the stage to teach my classes and I'll just realize you have a gift of communication, but this is probably not the right stage. This stage has an impact and people tell you about it, but this isn't, there may be a different stage with a greater impact for the kingdom. And maybe you should look at that. So I've been convicted by that and coming home from, I had to travel to another city to do a weekend long training for my continuing ed. And on the way home, I just said, Lord, you know what? If you want this to lead me, if you want this path to lead me to like a greater job, a different thing, because the place where I was currently working was just not, it was just kind of a bad work relationship. So I asked God to send the other job to me if you want me to continue to pursue this. And so I have been secretly working out at another gym so that no one knows me and no one talks to me and I can just get my stuff done. And this was the next morning after I prayed that. I walked in and one of the people that worked there approached me, asked me who I was, what I do, how I knew so much about what I was doing. And then they offered me a job. And I just thought, that's incredible. But I didn't have 100% peace about it because it was like twice the money, twice the, they were going to invest in me so much more than where I was. But my loyalty to the old place was so strong with the people that I had relationships there with for years. And so it was just really hard to get out. And so right after I got hired at this new job, I said, you know, it's got to be the Lord sending me here. My mom got sick with COVID and she passed away. And so everything had to get put on hold. We had her service. And I wrote her eulogy, and I stood on the stage in her church and shared the gospel with a couple hundred people. Somebody called my stepdad after and said that they had committed their life to Christ after the service where my sister, my two brothers, and I spoke just based on our testimony. And I was just shocked and blown away by the way the Holy Spirit had used our stories for such a beautiful purpose, even in my mom's death. And so yesterday like that. We went through that. Then we went through Christmas, New Year's, and yesterday was the first day that I was to go back to work. And I had prayed, Lord, if you don't want me to be at this gym anymore, then you need to make me disgusted by it. That's the only way I'll quit. I'm just too loyal. I can't do it. And literally I was walking up with one of the members who's been just like my most faithful attender for years. And there was a sign on the door, and I don't have time to go into what the sign was about, but it didn't really have anything to do with me, but it was advertising a class that they were bringing back that I had funded in the past to get at that gym. And
so we have to, I need you to speed it up a little bit because I have to go to a break. So I'm so sorry.
Okay.
In fact, let me jump in if I can, Megan, because one of the things that that's coming to me right now is because I need to go to break here in a moment. And I want to say this to you. I think you might know that I taught classes and managed fitness departments. I did that for a lot of years. And I was in a training, a manager training. And one of the leaders, the executives that had come in, because I worked for a big health club system, he had us, this was many, many years ago, and he had us finish the statement as many times as we needed to. He says, you're on your deathbed at the end of your life. Finish the statement. I wish I would have. And I wrote right away, I wish I would have written a book. And this was before, it was like in the late 1998 or something like that, 99. And I knew that I knew in my knower, even though I loved teaching, I was a good manager. There was great fruit coming out of it. I got to pray with a lot of people. It wasn't the best. It was good, but it wasn't the best. And I had to make the choice to go, I've got to step away from this, and I got to pursue this other thing. And I got to go to break. But I'm going to pray for you right now, because it seems like God's making it kind of clear to you that there are good and then there are the best things. And so, Father, I just pray for Megan. I just thank you. I'm so sorry about the loss of her mama, but I pray. I thank you that as Megan's mom is celebrating eternity with you, that another soul came into eternity as well, that are saved because of Megan's gospel. I just thank you that she had the courage and the clarity to present the gospel at her mom's funeral. And I pray for a supernatural gift of grace, Lord God, that she would know in her knower what her next step should be. And I pray you continue to open doors no man can close, and close doors no man can open, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. So sorry to cut you off, Megan. I got to go to break. But thank you for calling, and I'll be thinking about you in the days ahead. God bless you. And we'll be back in a minute. Fantastic day. We've got just an interesting show today. Our guests had to reschedule, so we're just leaning in, drawing some content from my book, Prevail. It's a 365-day hardcover devotion, and I say that to say Bethany House has offered 5 copies. It's a $20 big, thick book, because I go from Genesis to Revelation, but you can read it topically as well, just short kind of pack punch devotionals. And we've got 5 copies to give away. You can text the word book to 877-933-2484. But also been asking how we can pray for you. And I know there's quite a few of you that have texted in, and Angie and I are going to try to tackle as many of these as we can. I think we won't take any more callers, Kim, just because there's so many text prayer requests. I want to get as many as we can. But this one, this testimony is amazing. This dear listener writes in, and I want to make sure Nancy says this. I would like to share 2 things. First, early this year, I texted in maybe 2 times asking for prayer for my sister who had pancreatic cancer. She says, notice past tense, had. She was diagnosed with stage 3 pancreatic cancer, and through lots and lots of prayer, lots of chemo and radiation and massive surgery, she's now cancer-free. It is a miracle. And you know what? It just is, because more often than not, pancreatic cancer is a death sentence. So this is a miracle. She says, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude, simply overwhelmed. Secondly, we had a very difficult situation in our family this fall. Through that, I've learned to ask hard questions, to receive hard questions, and not be offended. That's amazing. I mean, that just shows massive maturity. I think I'm much healthier, in a healthier place relationally. I'm so grateful that God, out of the ashes, can bring forth beauty. And she's answering that because I said, how have you changed? You know, even though we've had some really hard times, how have you changed? What has God done? And so, yeah, that's amazing. All right, Angie, let's get to praying for some of these dear ones. This listener says, pray for my 9-year-old son. He's in third grade. His grades are struggling. Nothing's been diagnosed, but struggles with attention, detail, doesn't want to do homework unless the teacher or his mom are standing by him. He lacks confidence to do his work independently. We need answers about how to help him. Angie, I'm wondering if you would pray.
I would love to, because I've got two boys, and I know you had three boys, so this I get this. Lord, yeah. I pray for this young man. I pray, Lord, that you, Holy Spirit, would fill him, Lord, that he would know that he knows that he knows that you've created him, that you have gifted him, and that this is work that he can do. I pray that you would give his teacher and his mom and his dad wisdom, his whole family, everybody around him, that you'd give them wisdom in building the confidence that he can have in you, the confidence that he can have in the way that you created him. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask for you to move in this young boy's life, that everywhere he turns, you will be there encouraging him, Lord. And we pray expectantly for assignments to get done, Lord. I pray that you would ignite in him a passion to learn and to do the work that he needs to do. God, it is hard. It is hard, hard, hard to see your child struggle. And so I pray for this mom. I thank you for her asking for prayer for her son. And I pray that you would encourage her, Lord, that you would give her confidence in the parenting that she's doing, and continue to lead and guide her as she parents and guides and leads her son. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So we've got a wonderful listener who knows Prevail. So she's given me a number of readings that I should do, and I love that. And she's thinking about the caller, Glenn, and she just aches for him. And she said day 69 would be good for him. So I'm going to read day 69, not only for Glenn and others who maybe you feel like you're in a desperate place, and it's titled, He Will Come Through, He Will Come For You. So 2 Samuel 22:20, He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. David was a man after God's own heart, and because of it, he had a target on his back. The devil hated him. Saul hated him. And David even got himself into some serious trouble on occasion. Yet he knew enough to humbly cry out to the Lord. Humility in our heart activates the mercy in God's heart. He doesn't rescue us because we're good or because we've earned it. He rescues us because we need it. His compassion runs deeper than the deepest sea. His love reaches higher than the highest heaven. He is God. He has no rival. He's all powerful. What in the world would we do if the one true God were anything but good? I can't even imagine. But thankfully, he is good. When we cry out to him, he comes for us. He shrouds himself in darkness and veils his approach before he breaks through. You may not see him coming, but neither does your enemy. But make no mistake about it, he will come for you. So if you're in a desperate situation, cry out to God today and don't hold back. Shift your weight onto his goodness and trust him to carry you through. Let your thoughts linger on his compassion all day today. It will nourish your heart. Thank you for those suggestions. She gives me a couple more too, so we'll get to those as well. I'm going to grab, let's see here. Oh, hang on, friends. We got a bunch of texts that have come in. This dear Mary says, moving after a long history in the same place, sensing this for several months, that God is saying, do you trust me? I have something great in store. Lots of mixed feelings, but I want God's best, even though there are still many unknowns. And Mary, you and me both, baby. And I just feel like that represents so many people. And in so many cases, God is saying, do you trust me? And what we can say that we know is that God is good. We see evidence of his goodness everywhere we turn. And though life on earth is hard, it's short. And eternity is long, and it's going to be glorious. And so every obstacle, every trial, every storm has eternal implications. They're opportunities for us to trust him. And when we start to activate our faith, it activates something. The atmosphere literally changes. When we go through the motions and we just sort of sing words to songs that we don't actually mean and pray prayers that we don't feel in our gut, nothing changes. You know, when you go through the motions, you disengage your heart. When you disengage your heart, you disengage your faith. So this is why we need to keep our heart in it. This is why we need to say every trial, every storm, every hardship, every heartbreak is packed with eternal meaning. And God wouldn't allow it in our lives if it didn't have the opportunity to turn around and be a great blessing to us. And I know that's hard to fathom when you're considering loss of any kind, but he can redeem all of it. He can redeem all of it. Boy, we're coming up right on the end here. I wonder, Angie, since we've got so many of these, I'm wondering if you would just pray just in general. I mean, there's some that have COVID, some who've got kids who are struggling, some who need to forgive family members. Would you just pray?
Yeah, I'd love to. Lord, I thank you that you are a big, big God, and you are a personal God. So, Lord, I pray for every prayer request that has come in. I pray for every prayer request that kind of bubbled up in people and they didn't text it in or they didn't call it in, Lord. I pray that you would lead and you would guide and you would move. I pray that you would bring healing where there is sickness. I pray that you would bring strength where there's weakness. I pray that you would move where people need to see you move and need to know that you are with them. We thank you that we can know you, that we can be with you because of what Jesus did for us, Lord. And we thank you that we can be reconciled to you. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, I really do pray that you found some encouragement here today. This always, when we're kind of thrown a curveball, I sometimes get a little giddy because then I think, wow, what does God have planned for today? And I really am so grateful to hear from so many of you that God is moving in your lives. And this is why we pray. I mean, that one dear soul, we prayed for her sister who had pancreatic cancer. We hear stories of answered prayer all the time. So friends, let's keep praying. Let's keep believing. Let's guard our hearts from toxic influences, toxic attitudes, so that what flows out of us when life bumps up against us is love, is kindness, is compassion. I pray you found some encouragement here today. We sure love and appreciate you. Love doing this journey with you. And we'll meet you back here next time. Have a blessed day. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Suzy Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player and never miss a show.